Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Enough of Yamamoto. Make a decision so we can all move on. I am over it, BT. I don't want to hear anything more about Yamamoto. Oh, this idea that the Mets need him is nonsense. King Cohen doesn't need him. Guy hasn't thrown a pitch. We're talking $300 million, $350 million. Now we got to wait potentially until next week for this guy to make a decision. Give me a break. I'm over it with Yamamoto.
Oh, jeez. This is beneath you.
What's beneath? With this guy.
See, when I found out we were going to work together, right?
Yeah.
I said to myself, there might be a few frustrating days because we're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And there haven't been, quite frankly. But I thought this when we first paired up. I never thought I'd be ashamed to work with you.
Oh, get out of here.
I mean, this is just...
This is absolutely...
pathetic.
Yeah, you're right.
What you're pulling right now.
No. What's pathetic
is... This is beneath you, Sal.
What's pathetic is the chase for Yamamoto, fawning over this guy. Like, you have to have him. You know what? I found who I was last night thinking, I ain't getting caught. Like, I never believe in one player is going to make that big of a difference. Here's the offer. Take it or leave it. You don't like it? Go to the Yankees. Go to the Dodgers. Go to San Francisco. By the way, if I were, I'm talking from a Mets perspective.
Yep.
If I were talking from a Yankees perspective, Giants, Dodgers, whoever, Red Sox, here's the offer, bro. Take it or leave it because we got work to do. I'm moving on. Like, I'm not going all in with the hopes of landing one singular player, not to mention a guy who's never played in big leagues.
But
had to throw a pitch.
Here's the problem. The other teams that are pursuing him, they are doing other stuff. You're the only team who's not. So you're the only team that's sitting around waiting for the Yamamoto cruise ship to hit the harbor, which, spoiler, it won't. And they've done nothing except sign 17 obscure, unknown figures who probably won't even be on the team this year. The Yankees got Soto. The Dodgers got Otani. Other teams are moving. They're gaining offseason traction. You're the only team sitting around waiting and praying that this guy gives you an answer soon.
I don't think they're waiting and praying. I think they're going to give him an offer.
Well, they should be.
And the latest is that they're going to make him an offer.
They should be praying because if they don't get him, this is the most pitiful, pathetic offseason in the history of the Mets. And that's saying something. You've had a lot of them.
Do the Yankees want Yamamoto?
They want him. Yes, they do, of course.
How badly?
I think they really want him.
Why?
Because I think that they think he's amazing.
Okay, but do we know that he is?
What's the fawning over him?
Who have the Yankees signed? Have they spent a dollar in free agency?
They will when the arbitration comes Soto, $32 million. Yes.
They haven't done anything either. But if we stick to Yamamoto for a second, the Yankees fawning over him too. Why? Have some self-respect. You're the Yankees. You have Gerrit Cole. You need Yamamoto this badly?
Yeah, I think they got to close the gap. They do.
Why? What has
he done? Because the rotation's not good enough to win a World Series, and that's the objective still.
Somebody needs to be the adult in the room and say, look, we want you. We could have you for dinner. We could go visit you. We could save the number 18. Like, give me a break. Oh, we'll save the number 18.
But why are you saying this today?
Because I'm sick of it.
After everything that you said for weeks.
Because it's weeks of the same crap waiting on this guy. Make a decision. You've met with teams. You're going to get offers. Make a decision. Now it could be drawn out till next week.
Yeah, I don't believe that report. That seems nuts if you missed it.
Well, that's what Bob Clapper said yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not doubting his reporting chops. I don't know that. But
I'm not waiting on it for Christmas.
But
like,
you're going
to,
though.
No, I'm not.
You're going to, though. I'm done with it now.
Well, so I don't have control of it, but I have control of what I feel. My deadline's today. Make a decision, big boy.
Well, it's not going to happen
today.
Otherwise,
I'm moving on.
But wait. Okay, so you say this is... Dude, what are we doing? Come on, Sal.
He hasn't thrown a pitch,
I BT. Understand that. The guy's thought to be one of the most amazing Japanese... or foreign prospects of all time. And the Japanese market is much more, you know, it's easier to determine talent than it was back in the day. It's less guessing. I mean, come on. You knew Ohtani was going to be the man when he came over. They were reporting on Tanaka. It matched what he did. And I mean, these
guys. What's Ohtani won? You want to throw him into this? He hasn't won squat. Ohtani.
Yeah.
$700 million for a guy who's not even going to be able to pitch next year, be a year older after that. He hasn't won anything anyway.
So I need to.
I'll take everybody down. I'm tired of it.
Sal.
No, I'm tired of it, Yamamoto.
Oh, God.
Think about how pathetic we are. This is New York. This is for the Mets and Yankees both.
Okay.
Think of how pathetic this has become, where everybody's waiting on precious Yoshinobu Yamamoto to make a decision where he's going to go and grace us with his presence, that we got to give him 10 years, $300 million for a guy who's never thrown a pitch. You're the Yankees. You're going to disrespect Gerrit Cole and give him over $324 million?
Yep.
For what?
Because I want to win.
There's no guarantee that he...
I understand that, but I'll tell you this. Listen, I can tell you one thing that's a guarantee. If Rodon is the number two, he ain't winning.
You know,
so you may as well roll the dice on a Japanese stud.
Yamamoto, and there's so much nonsense, you don't know what to believe.
Yamamoto!
Does he want to be a star? Does he want to play in a big market?
Yes.
Does he want to play with other players from Japan?
No. Does he want to be a Yankee?
Yes. Yeah, right. Does he want to be a Dodger? Who knows?
I don't think so. Oh. I think he wants to be a Yankee. Now, let me ask you this. So...
By the way, I still think he's coming to the Mets. I'm just over it.
I got you.
Like, move on, bro. Make a decision so we can all move on.
But he's in the process of doing that.
Well, how long does it take?
I mean, listen, imagine if there was a Japanese sports station that coveted you. Let me actually reposition it. Let's say that there were five Japanese radio stations that wanted this American, he is.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, yeah. I am talented.
Well, I'm talking about me, not you.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, this American Licata, he's the real deal. Yeah. He's in his broadcasting prime. Mm. You know, they're not dummies over there. We can monetize him in a way that just completely validates the crazy contract we're about to offer him. And you've got all these decisions to make. You are living in the States. You're south from Ronkonkoma. But the five different stations that are spread out, by the way, all over the country of Japan, they want you. So you need to do your due diligence. You got to go there. You got to see where they are on the map. Mm. You got to look at the history. You got to look at the finances. Yeah. You got to incorporate.
Here's what I'd say. Share me the money.
Well, you got to incorporate the tax implications. You got to see what the rosters are like. You got to do your home today.
Make a decision.
You sound crazy.
Make a decision this week. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to further it. And I've said this, that the Mets needed him. Offseason hinges on it. I was wrong.
Oh, no.
Bull crap. The Mets, King Cohen does not need him.
King Cohen.
The Mets don't need Yamamoto. They're bigger than Yamamoto.
Oh, yeah.
This is the New York Mets.
Massive.
He hasn't done squat. He hasn't thrown a pitch in big league baseball. You're going to give him $300 million? For what, $350 million? Give me a break. Here's the offer. Take it or leave it so we can move on. King Cohen and the New York Mets will be just fine without Yamamoto.
You will be fine. You'll be fine in fourth place when you win 76 games and you probably trade Pete Alonso and it's an awful season again. You'll be fine.
One player,
you'll still exist.
One player is not going to make that much of a difference.
No, I understand that, but now this is the fundamental split of what Sal's told us for months. You've told us this symbolically. Forget about all the 20 wins, 212 whiff, Cy Young, whip, all-star, MVP, whatever. Forget about that. You told us, and you weren't wrong. I co-signed it, but it meant more coming from you as a Mets guy. You told us symbolically we need this. Not only do we need this, he cannot become a Yankee.
Listen to what I'm going to say right now.
The new generation of Mets fans, all that, were you lying?
I did say that.
Well, then what happened?
I was wrong. And last night I found myself. Last night I found who I am, and I'm thinking, you know what? I was pathetic. Need this guy, Yamamoto. Offseason hinges on it. Wrong. Because if I believe in Steve, and I do, they will be just fine without him. Now, here's how I would play it now. Instead of going there to dinner, which you already did, and that's fine. Here's how I'd play it. Here's my offer. I mean, like, as in today. And Andy Martino reported, I guess, that Steve Cohen is planning on making a serious offer, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Today, who knows?
I mean, everybody knows he's coming with a massive check.
Right, so here's what I say. None of this, like, here's the offer and go see this team or that team.
Take it or leave it.
Come back. Here's what I say. Here's the offer. We want you. Take it or leave it. The deadline is tonight. If I don't get an answer tonight, our offer is off the table.
So we rescind the offer.
If give him a take it or leave it.
No, I understand that. If he doesn't give you the answer by midnight tonight, end of business, whatever deadline you establish. Yeah. Offer rescinded, Senga the ace, Montgomery, what are we doing? Oh, you figure it out.
Pivot.
It's pivot time?
Pivot.
It's pivot time. Pivot. I mean, that is as big a pivot as anybody can have. I mean, you were so dug in.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Two nights ago, you were dreaming about.
I know.
What were you dreaming about?
I told you. I thought the Mets got him.
Yes,
I was
dreaming about
Martino and Steve Cohen breaking the news.
I mean, I can see Sal's dream. Martino's on a hammock and Steve Cohen's fawning over him with, you know, grapes and, you know, fanning him with some sort of, exotic pine tree or whatever. And because Andy broke this. And Sal's dream. And now the next night, Sal's dream tells him, everything that you've thought and said and espoused up until this point, do the exact opposite. We don't need him.
No.
That sounds logical.
No, last night wasn't a dream. Last night was reality. It hit me when I read the story from Clappish saying he might take till January 4th, and I'm like, enough! Enough of this guy! Who does he think he is? And I needed to check myself. Fawning over one player, a singular player who hasn't thrown a singular pitch, at the big league level.
One more thing,
real
fast.
I'm back.
No, you're not back. I feel like I'm not even working with the same guy.
Fawning
over
Yamamoto.
How could you be back? Who is this guy? Yeah. All right, one more thing. I have no idea what these calls are going to be like, but boy, I can't wait to hear them. You know what you've just done?
What
you've done, and I get it, because I've done this with the Jets and other things in my life with sports, and I guess even outside of sports sometimes. You are beginning the inner healing process. Even though you're nuts, you're a smart guy. When you strip away the yelling, you are a pragmatic, smart person with a pretty good street sense. And your street sense told you in your epiphany dream that you're getting played. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. Yamamoto's playing the Mets. He should. The most desperate figure in the sweepstakes with the most affluent owner. I'm playing you. That's what he's saying. I'm going to jackaroo. Let me jack up that price. Let me use him as a pawn. And you know that that's the case. And you don't like being played. So you're checking out.
Well,
that's what just happened today, folks.
Here's what happens. You can't get played if you say, this is the offer, take it or leave it. Think about it. Like when it comes to dating or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You're going to keep texting. You're going to keep calling, reaching out, fawning over someone.
No, we just move on. You know how we did it. Yeah. We just moved on.
You're going to say, you coming to dinner or not? If not you, I'm moving on. Well, I'm ready to move. Sometimes they get caught up. I'm not going to lie.
I got you.
They got caught up before. Like, oh, I really do like her.
Yeah, I kind of want to go to dinner, but
yeah. Why don't you text me back?
You are absolutely nuts, dude.
If he doesn't text back, if he doesn't answer now, it's over.
Okay.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody gets Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ryan is calling from Monroe, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, BT. This might be a tough one, but I just want to ask you a quick question. Who do you think this is? If they don't get him! King Cohen is not going to have the king next to his name anymore. That's it. I'm done.
Sounds familiar.
Can't
quite put my finger on it.
The proclamations are getting old, Sal. It's really, I don't even know what it sounds like. You sound between like a 13-year-old girl and like a scorned girlfriend.
Let's make it personal today.
Bad.
I think he's in the mood.
Well, I'm not sure your point. What is your point exactly?
The point is, you change your mind like the weather.
I didn't change my mind. When did I change my mind?
You said you want him.
Yeah, I'm not fawning over him anymore. I said make him an offer, and if he doesn't take it, move on. The Mets will be just fine without him. That's what I said. I still want the player, but I mean, enough is enough here. We're talking $300, $350 million. Well, you're fawning over guys never thrown a pitch in the big leagues.
So it's Burns and Bieber and whoever else, right?
I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I'm not saying I don't want him, and thank you for the call. What I'm saying is it's not Yamamoto or bust, and I'm done fawning over this guy, waiting on his decision. I'd be done with it. Make him an offer. Like, apparently they're going to do.
Yep.
And that's that.
Okay, let me ask you this. So, I know what you would do. Let's just say Cohen drops the offer today.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I'm throwing out numbers.
Power offer, whatever the final offer.
350. So okay, I'm even going nuts. Right. 350.
Who
higher
knows?
Than anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing numbers out there. Assuming that Cohen is coming correct like I always thought that he would. And Tanaka's Yamamoto's camp says, love the offer. Very, very impressed with you. I think he wants to be a Met, but I need another 5, 6, 7 days to sort through. You leave.
I say, bro, this is it. This is the offer.
You know either, he's not doing that, Cohen.
Then I don't care that I'm moving on. That's the power move.
But then he's not the king. Don't kings know when to move on?
I told you, if they don't get Yamamoto, I stand by
I don't mean that. No, not just getting him or not getting him. I mean knowing when to flex and knowing when to bounce.
No, I think a king does exactly what I just said.
No, I know, but if you don't think Cohen will do? I know you would do that.
I do think he's going to do it.
There's no way Cohen's bowing out. There's no way.
Cohen is bowing out, making him a $350 million offer.
But he's not going to give him the ultimatum. He doesn't have the guts to do that.
You have to.
No, but he's not going to.
No, because then you risk getting played. He does have the guts to do
that. He's getting played.
Now, like I said, if he does not get him, I remove the King Cohen moniker. But I think that's a King-type move, saying here's the offer. It's going to be a richer offer than everybody else. And if it's not, whatever, so be it. But $350 million or whatever they estimate to be the highest offer, here it is. Take it or leave it. None of this, well, I need to go see the Yankees again, or let me go talk to the Giants or Red Sox or Dodgers. No. This is our offer. If you want it and you want to be a Met, take it. If not, leave it, and we're going to beat your ass wherever you go. That's how I do it.
That's how I believe
Steve is going to do it.
I believe that you would do that. There's no chance Steve Cohen's doing that. He's too deep into this pool. Flying out to there, he's basically begging him to come.
Yeah, but what more do you want him to do?
No, I'm not saying that it's even his fault. I'm not even saying that I would rescind the offer. You would.
I guess that's my fault.
I wouldn't rescind it.
Not rescind.
Or I wouldn't give him 10 hours to decide. That's crazy.
Give him a day. Whatever your timeline would be, a day. Not drag it.
Who the hell are the Mets to establish a timeline?
You know what? The Mets.
What?
Yeah, that's who it is. If you don't treat yourself like that, you're never going to get the proper respect. That's what the epiphany was. Enough of this chasing after, fawning over. There's only so much you can take. Like, enough of the, he wants to be a Dodger and he wants to play for the Yankees. Good. Then go do that for less money. Here's my offer for more money. I told you what we're going to be, what I believe we are, and what we will be. Take it or leave it. That's on you. We'll be fine without you. The New York Mets will not be defined by Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Mike is in Breezy Point. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to make a quick point about the Mets wanting Yamamoto.
Yep.
And, to be honest, I haven't been more in tune with Sal than today. I think the Mets are actually doing the same exact thing the Jets did with Aaron Rodgers, wasting all their efforts going after him, and they got nothing around him. Now, even if the Mets get Yamamoto, what are they going to have around this guy? Senga, that's it? I mean, that's just not enough.
I've said that for a while. I don't think the timeline really fits Yamamoto going to the Mets. Now, because he's 25, you've got built-in wiggle room to, change things up. And
a lot of it.
You do. But I don't want to even reset everything now, but just based where the Mets are, talent-wise, young talent-wise, pitching prospects versus the Braves, the Phillies are, Harper's in his prime. They've got studs. I think they're the fourth best team in the division. Now, if you get somebody like Yamamoto and Senga continues to be the real deal and Pete bangs 40 bombs and Lindor has another big time season and one or two of the kids pops, most notably Alvarez, maybe you go out and get another outfielder, maybe Marte's healthy. I'm not saying you can't piece together a meaningful season, but I understand why the Mets are trying to do it. I would not move mountains to get him if I'm a Met. If I'm the Yankees, I would. Based on Cole's age, but based on Judge's age.
But don't
based
you think the Mets need him more?
I think the Yankees need him more. Because even with Yamamoto, the Mets are not a World Series team. If Yamamoto's Yamamoto,
then
the Yankees are.
But forget about 1 year. What about next year? And by the way, the Yankees Yankees have issues too. We're just going over this yesterday, the payroll. We could get that in a little bit. But there's no way they're going to be able to extend Soto if they sign Yamamoto. And I don't think they should. I don't think anybody should be fawning over this guy. Hasn't thrown a pitch.
I'll fawn away. I will let him wait as long as it takes. We want him and we need him. Fawn away.
And you could embarrass yourself in the process.
Or,
then when he
or we could have back
else.
To back Cy Young winners. And the other guy who won it last year, this past year, can finish second behind Yamamoto. And the Yankees can win 100 in the World Series.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.